Tomorrow's exchange begins with our first Friday Arts segment, and we kick off the celebration on Thursday with Rogue Sounds. Josh Gross, a music player, creator, and critic, joins us with the sounds of five bands coming to the region. We get some of the music, and we get to visit with Josh, which is always a pleasure, if not a bit of a challenge.
Aw, Jeffrey, thank you for focusing on the pleasure rather than the challenge.
And happy New Year to you.
You're all right. I don't care what they say about you in the other room.
I know. I keep listening. I had recorders under tables and stuff. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay, that got weird instantly. I didn't have to wait for you this time.
No, I've taught you well. You're ready to go out into the world on your own.
All righty. We start off with Creature.
Yeah.
Spelled K-R-3-T-U-R-E.
Because why not?
Sure. So let's hear Creature. Glad to hear that we got the dobro with slide in there, because that's the picture we put up on the website. But evidently, Creature is quite the multi-instrumentalist.
Yeah, you know, I haven't actually had a chance to see Creature before. What I know is from Santa Cruz, big in the sort of ecstatic dance scene, and is kind of a multi-instrumentalist working like in hybrid with a lot of technology. And, you know, that's kind of a thing that it's real... there's a lot of right now is this, you know, like you bring your laptop with your backbeats and then you augment that. So it's a sort of hybrid of, you know, stuff that's been pre-produced and that you're doing live. Sometimes it's being triggered live with programs like Ableton. So you're kind of like live interacting with, you know, pre-recorded samples. But what it allows is, you know, like a single performer to really just take on a full electronic orchestra or a full, you know, complement of instruments in a way to create a much bigger, more robust live performance than they would have been able to, you know, even a few years ago.
I've often wondered about time ratios. I'll have to get somebody in here sometime and ask them about that, about how much time for each minute of performance on stage they have to spend at home in the studio.
Oh, like working?
Yeah,
putting
the backing tracks together and all that stuff.
I don't think you'd be able to find like a universal formula for that. It's kind of hit or miss, but it's definitely probably, if I were to shoot from the hip, I'd say you probably at least 20 to 1 or more.
Wow, 20 to 1. Okay, much bigger ratio than I thought. So Creature will be at Tauntauns in Talent coming up this weekend on the 4th of January, I see. And so let's move on to Dawn Raid. Let's jump right into the music again. Sorry, I want to assure people, first of all, that I had a section you picked.
I did send you one of the mellower tunes, and you immediately go like, nope, we're going for the screamy bit.
Yeah, John Baxter is the one who lays the tracks out for the segment. And, you know, I wanted to give us a good example here of what Dawn Raid is about. I was going to assure people that you actually can sing like that and not hurt yourself.
Take special classes. There's some great videos about it on YouTube about how to... Yeah, it's interesting because it conveys a certain sort of intensity that, you know, like, and there is melody within it, and there's a, you know, but it's a lot of it's about tone and presentation and about, you know, sort of the emotional intensity with which they feel what it is that they're singing about, which in their case is a lot of like ecological themes and, you know, like kind of radical action politics and stuff. And it's pretty, this is a pretty big group within the world of this stuff. You know, I recently read something about them in Vice magazine, which is a pretty prominent publication. And most of the shows they're playing on this tour are far, far larger than this thing that they're going to be playing at the Sugarloaf Community Center in Williams.
I noticed that on January 8th.
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is, you know, like basically like they probably have some friends in the area who set it up. And so it's, you know, this very sort of small, intimate local community show. Like, and it's interesting. I'm kind of into this idea of like, you know, if you're going to live in Oregon, then a lot of the culture is just going to be random stuff out in the middle of the woods. And, you know, some of the most interesting shows I've seen have just been like, they're not even a venue. They're just like, hey, it's this place, you know, around the bend from this thing. And you're like, okay. And then you go there and there's like a stage built out of like, you know, fallen trees. Uh-huh. And, you know, like it's raining but there's a generator and it's set up. And, you know, I just think that's super cool. I'm into that idea of like tree punk and, you know.
So environmental themes you mentioned. So Williams is a totally appropriate place for this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of, you know, the sort of like a lot of the, you know, the old Ashland spirit has kind of moved out into the Williams area. You know, people who want to be a little more like out in the mountains, a little more, you know, in the environmental stuff. And, but a lot of, you know, the generation has shifted a little bit. Like when I was a kid, you go out there and there'd be a lot of reggae shows. Now you go out there and there's a few more like, you know, doom metal shows where it's like, you know, the young punks went out to become the old punks living in the trees, grumbling about, you know.
So what category would Dawn Raid fall into then?
You'd probably doom metal.
Doom metal, okay.
Some lines, I'd need to go a little deeper into it. Plus, you know, you don't want to mislabel your esoteric microgenres of metal. That's
right.
Like
right, and of course, I have great fear of sounding like a person
offense,
who's 60 years old here by saying, well, those count as screamo, Joshua?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's clearly not progressive thrash. You know, everyone could clearly see that was power violence, you know.
Oh, boy. So that's, again, the Sugarloaf Community Center in Williams for Dawn Raid on the 8th of January. Let's, okay, so.
I know, this next one, this next name is a challenge.
Shake the baby till the love comes out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Babies are being shaken, nor is anybody recognizing.
Oh no, they have them on the kit, the whole drum kit. It's percussion. It's just baby shake, you know. And then it's like one is like a goose, and you squeeze it, and it honks just like a cartoon.
Oh boy! That's,
no, I'm.
No,
just
I know you're joking. Yeah. But it's like I'm trying to keep a license.
They usually have their name listed as some sort of STLTLCACO. But I mean, like, you know, like I don't know the origin of the name. It's a weird one, but I'll tell you this: no, it wasn't taken.
No,
you know, they're only the one who have it.
No,
you know,
yeah.
That is a challenge.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, in a weird way, it kind of makes sense because these guys, if you've never heard the term, they're doing math rock, which is basically you just kind of throwing as much weird, complex, layered stuff in there, you know.
Is it music by Fractals or something?
Kinda. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's really, like, intensely complex fusion with, you know, where it's like, you know, there's a lot of different time signatures, a lot of different changes, a lot of, you know, unusual chord voicings and scale choices to give it a sort of, like, focus on dissonance, not a lot of, like, you know, sort of, like, clear pop melody. And it's oftentimes very challenging music to listen to, but it can also be incredibly rewarding music to listen to because it's only played by people who really, really know their stuff. I believe these guys have some roots in Oregon, but they are touring out of New York, from Brooklyn, and it's a pretty robust national tour that they're on. And as you can hear, there was a lot going on in that, and it's not something we see a lot of locally. So I'm pretty jazzed that someone's bringing some good math rock, especially because they're going to be at Oberon's in Ashland, which is a very intimate venue.
On January 11th.
Yeah, so it's like you can really get up close and see what the musicians are getting at and kind of, and that's the fun of this is you can kind of like look at that and you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What? You did it. They went there. So
instrumental is, and let me come back to Creature then. Is Creature ever vocal or is it also instrumental?
I don't want to say always or never because I don't have any deep enough knowledge of his catalog to say, but he's primarily instrumental, as I understand.
Okay,
it,
yeah. So that's interesting. The instrumental stuff is catching on that broadly, that a couple of different gigs.
Well, a lot of it, instrumental tends to do really well with grooves. You know, anything that involves dancing to instrumental tends to do well because, you know, you don't get focused or caught up in what the vocals are doing, and it allows you to do sort of longer form, you know, groove-based stuff where people can kind of get into a hypnotic trance, you know, the dancing. With math rock, a lot of it's just like, where would you even fit a vocal in? It's more, you know, sometimes people who are like, I don't know how to talk, but I know how to play, like, you know, in 28/7 time. And you're like, okay.
Is it really that complicated at times?
Oh, God.
I was just going to make a joke about 7/4 and yeah. But
yeah, it's, you know, it gets weird. It's fun.
All right, that is Shake the Baby Till the Love Comes Out. No comments on the name here. That's the 11th of January at Oberon's in Ashland. Bart, is it Budwig or Budwig or what?
Let's go with Budwig.
Okay.
Don't let your long hair down. Don't let out a smile. Don't let out a frown. 'Cause you don't lead me on at all, my dear. And let me tell you something, you are doing it well.
4-4 times, something I understand.
Might actually be 2-4, but it's not. Sorry. Do-tat, do-tat, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Four,
yeah, this is Bart Budwig. He's from rural Oregon, a town called Enterprise.
Oh, so far eastern Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Tours around, obviously got a little bit of that cowboy flavor in there. Just writes good, solid pop hooks with a nice sort of emotional core to him. He's just got a new LP out. He's kind of touring around the state. Calling it his, statewide LP release tour. It's good stuff. I think if you like good songs, if you like, some melodies that are going to tug your heartstrings a teensy bit, this is going to be a good show for you.
And that is, that's the Brick Room in Ashland on the 15th of January for Bart Budwig. That's interesting. Enterprise, Oregon. Not a lot of names that have come out of Enterprise, Oregon.
No, mostly just rent-a-cars. Boom!
All right. And Josh scores another. He shoots, he scores.
That was the worst joke of the show. That was without a doubt.
Well, it's early in the year. We have many more chances, don't we? Josh Gross is here with this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. We've already been through Creature, Dawn Raid, Shake the Baby Till the Love Comes Out, and Bart Budwig. Let's hear from Wailing. Is it Wailing, Aaron Jennings?
Yeah, Wailing.
Okay. Wild roses blooming on the prairie often remind me of you. I can still see it there with that rose in your hair. It was then we vowed we'd always be true. And just like a flower, you bloomed for a day until the angels came down, took you away. And now I'm lonely when the wild roses bloom on the plain, for they bring back memories of you.
All right. We got the high note. That was what I was looking for. That was excellent. I mean, credit to the audio engineer there, whoever that was, because that lovely microphone placement and whatever reverb they applied is just wonderful.
Jeffrey, getting to the heart of what really matters.
It's like math rock without the math.
You know,
right?
What I really loved about this song was the microphone placement. That's wonderful. Wailing Aaron Jennings is from Montana. Ex-punk rocker, who so many has decided to go acoustic and really focus on Americana, the sort of the idea of just like what really got to the heart of what they were doing was just three chords and a story to tell. And, he's kind of been really inspired by old music and is really focused into that sort of old yodeling style of country. And we didn't get much of the yodeling on this, but they really get into that, wailing and the yodeling and the real sort of rootsy American, no one else is doing this. This is truly who we are kind of sound.
That is fascinating, though. I mean, a migration from punk to Americana.
Well, it's less weird than you'd think. I mean, it happens a lot. Two, it's that way you don't have to keep a drummer around. You can just, which means, hey, no one's drinking all your beer. So that's great. But it, like I said,
I want to apologize on behalf of all the drummers.
the thing is that punk was for the most part, minimalist, it was sort of rock reduced down to its essential elements, but a lot of it was also country. A lot of rock and country were a lot reduced down to their single elements, and it became just order three chords. There's that classic cartoon, here's a chord, here's another chord, here's another chord, now go start a band. But that's also now go write a country song. Mm-hmm. You got three chords, you got something to say. Now, historically, by stereotype and, in country music, it's the story is I got a truck and my girl left. And in punk, it's I'm mad at my parents and, the government. But it really isn't that far apart. It's you've got something you want to say and it feels like you've got something that needs to be expressed from some pain inside. Sometimes you're angry at an institution. Sometimes you just want to be left alone. But, it works well with a strum and a guitar. And, then, like I said, you don't have to keep a drummer around.
So Wailing Aaron Jennings will be at Johnny B's in Medford on the 22nd of January. Let me work backwards through the list. Bart Budwig at the Brick Room in Ashland on the 15th. Shake the Baby Till the Love Comes Out at O'Brien's on the 11th. Dawn Raid at the Sugarloaf Community Center in Williams on the 8th. And Creature at Tonton's in Talent coming up this weekend on January 4th. Josh Gross compiled the list for us for Rogue Sounds. Excellent job, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, sir.
That will do it for this today's Jefferson Exchange. We're on online online at jeffexchange.org. Our producers are John Baxter and Angela Decker of JPR News. Student assistant Randy Babbitt is at the controls today. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Join us next time on the Jefferson Exchange. Enjoy this beginning of a brand new year and have a great day.